Oh, absolutely. And look, this is why Iowa needs to continue to play such a leadership role here. And by walking the walk, if you will, by implementing our own E15 access standard, by working with states, I appreciate all the work of Governor Reynolds in this regard to try to get something moving. Look, Monty's right. You know, if we have to go state by state, we will. But look, I think is so frustrating is our experience here. So we go back to 2022, legislature passes an E15 access standard, meaning if you're a fuel station in the state of Iowa, you have to offer E15 to consumers unless you have there's a waiver process. If you're a small mom and pop, independent fuel marketer, you would have to have a massive infrastructure upgrade in order to carry the fuel. Those are a number of those. But you know, back when we had something like 329 or 330 fueling stations that were carrying E15, that saved Iowans something like $65 million over a 2-year period just because they chose E15 over E10, 10 to 15 cents per gallon. So those are real dollars, especially when we're talking about affordability. Now, that number today, as we have hit full implementation of the access standard, we're sitting at something like 1,100 fueling stations offering E15, with another couple hundred who will come online in this next year as they make their system upgrades. So what do you think that $65 million is going to do? It's going to be increased by several factors. And so, again, what I keep saying is, look, we know the impact. Grinding another 2 billion bushels of corn in the United States would be a very good thing for corn prices.